This is David Williams from the Health Business Blog. I'm speaking today with Shannon Sock. He is EVP of Strategy and Chief Financial Officer at Mercy Health. We're at the Connected Health Symposium in Boston, and Shannon was just a panelist on a panel on large-scale interventions. So, Shannon, in the panel, you talked about being on a 10-year journey through telehealth. Can you talk about that journey?
Thanks, David. Be happy to. We started back in the early 2000s as an early adopter of an EICU program, and it was a critical decision for our organization to do something significant in telehealth. A lot of organizations pilot various programs, test some of the smaller applications of telemedicine or telehealth in their organizations. We thought it was important for two reasons. First, we're a fairly large regional health system serving both urban and rural communities. And so we viewed it as a way to really extend specialty care from our urban centers to many of our rural markets. But perhaps a more important reason we jumped in with both feet with the EICU is we knew that telemedicine would be such a fundamental part of the way healthcare was delivered in the future. And we wanted to do something significant that would force our organizations to start dealing with some of the cultural adoption issues, some of the teamwork issues, workflow process issues that you need to sustain these programs. So it was very intentional around clinical care. It was very intentional also around cultural development. Once we had that infrastructure in place, it set us on a path to just build on top of that infrastructure and around it with hospital-based programs. Telesepsis is a key area we're focused in today. We've created an e-hospitalist program. Telestroke is something that we do routinely in Mercy today, as well as ambulatory capabilities, both in terms of specialty consultation and a lot of exciting work going on in care management and home-based monitoring capabilities. So we view our program as comprehensive, something we have been on a journey with for 10 years or so. And I guess I would just end it by saying that we view telemedicine or connected care as a fundamental part of our care model now.
Now, Shannon, it sounds like you're building actually a very large telehealth center, and I assume it will encompass a lot of these different initiatives that you've been working on. What's the thought behind putting a real center together with a real sort of physical presence?
Yeah, to some, it doesn't make sense. Virtual care, you would think you could support that in a very decentralized way. The reality is there are many capabilities, many specialties that benefit from scale and efficiency, and so those will be housed in the center, particularly those that have to do with 24/7 services, whether it's our critical care monitoring, as an example, our telesepsis. Even our care management is evolving to a 24/7 support mechanism. There are other specialties, though, that are more episodic, like stroke, or pediatric cardiology consultations, for example. And in those scenarios, the center really plays a coordination role. The challenge is always, how do you organize the doctors around the workflows? How do you schedule the interaction with the patient? Where we have specialties that are more about episodic care, the center really fulfills a coordination role, although there are many opportunities to centralize services. The center also represents for Mercy this idea of data integration. So, yes, it's a large facility, 120,000 square feet. It's a $50 million investment by Mercy. It'll open in June in 2015. So there are actual people and programs delivered through the center, but with the proliferation of data, health-related data, whether it's medically delivered or consumer device delivered, we just believe that we're going to have to become the world's best data integrators and build services around those information flows. And so the center for us really represents a conduit to deliver that information to and design care programs around. It's also a very strategic asset for Mercy. It's part of our growth strategy. For so long, healthcare has been defined by geographies and bricks and mortar. We see this as a way to extend the care to populations and individuals that we historically haven't cared for. So it's part of our growth story, And I'll just say it's a revenue diversification strategy as well. Many health systems will I think desire these infrastructures in the future as risk-based contracting takes hold. Mercy's making it available to others to help them manage their populations and manage some of their staffing needs in critical areas.
You just talked about telehealth and the center as a strategic asset. During the panel, you also mentioned one of the challenges is getting your colleagues to see these initiatives as a strategic asset. Can you talk a little bit more about what you mean about that and what you're doing about it?
Yeah, so I made the point on the panel that I think part of the adoption issue with telemedicine, you know, the first question that's often asked is it reimbursable? The second question that often is asked is who's going to support it? What physicians are going to deliver it? And immediately barriers start being put up to its adoption when you think only in operational or financial context. The result of that, I think, has been that organizations haven't moved as quickly as they could have, irregardless of the reimbursement environment. As I just said, it's part of our growth strategy. It's part of our care model. And when you put the lens over it of being a strategic asset, you start quantifying other value, new revenue streams, broader population served, better management of risk environments. It's a part of the conversation we have in every contracting discussion right now is a distinguishing capability in Mercy. Particularly with large employers who are looking for closer relationships to healthcare providers, whether you know their coworkers are receiving better care in our hospitals because of our EICU capabilities, or because we're able to bring our primary care network directly to their worksite through a worksite clinic backed by telemedicine. So, it's very much part of our growth engine, and it's having a substantial impact on both the number of people we serve, but also the types of relationships we're developing.
You know, we've been talking about some of these changes for years. You talked about a 10-year journey. Certainly, you know, this journey started before that. You can go back 15, 20, even 25 years and find some of these same topics. At the same time, there's been a kind of a dramatic acceleration in the past few years. I think about when the iPhone and the iPad came out and doctors are bringing their own devices, you know, to work. And now I think you see patients bringing their own devices to appointments, the Apple Health Kit. Seems like it may have an impact. How do you think about you know, these new sort of external things that are happening more in society at large or with the traditional consumer technology players? How does that play in to your strategy? Can you leverage it? Does it represent a challenge? Does it cause you to rethink where you're going?
I'm actually very excited about it on two fronts. The first is one of the key barriers with chronic disease or key challenges with chronic disease historically has been patient engagement. And so time will tell whether these new capabilities increase patient engagement. But I think it's the best shot that we've had in a long time to have real motivators built into people's everyday lives to help them manage their health. And I think that's exciting and a great step forward. From a Mercy perspective, the reason I'm excited about it is because of where we are in our journey and our virtual care center and our ability to interact with that information. I think there's a real first mover advantage here, not unlike the banking industry where you do everything online now and once your accounts are set up and automated, then it's little incentive to move. And so I think Mercy's going to benefit from it just in terms of a first mover advantage. But I also think what worries me about the industry is that we're not organizing ourselves yet around those potential information flows, and it will either discredit some opportunities that otherwise would be good or slow the pace down. I just think as providers, we need to start thinking about all of those consumer-based applications and capabilities and view them also as real assets that we can integrate into our care and develop a really strong relationship, a lifelong relationship with our patients.
Today's panel featured senior executives from a technology company doing telehealth, yourself, a senior executive from a large health plan, and somebody from the VA. Was there anything that particularly surprised you about any of the responses that you heard on the panel today?
I really enjoyed the panel. Everybody had really important points of view about it. Roy, certainly from American Well, has been a leader in the primary care space, and their partnership with United, I think, with WellPoint, rather, is disruptive and will be interesting to see if it affects the uptake of really primary care-based telemedicine. Dr. Evans is a leader in the space. The VA is probably the most significant leader or user of telemedicine in the world, and we all have a lot to learn from them. What's interesting, and it wasn't necessarily a derivative of the panel, but it's a place where payers and providers are now competing. The strategy, for example, that American Well and WellPoint are pursuing together is to insert the payer into the primary care space and therefore manage the populations more effectively. And that has downstream ramifications for healthcare providers as we figure out what our alignment strategies are and that sort of thing. So interesting times in healthcare. It was a pleasure to be on the panel. I was privileged to be there, learned a lot, and they're all great leaders in the space.
Well, thank you, Shannon. I've been speaking today with Shannon Sock, EVP of Strategy and Chief Financial Officer of Mercy Health at the Connected Health Symposium 2014 in Boston. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David.